We'll call the committee to order. Clerk will note the roll. Johnson was approval of the minutes. The second meeting of the Rules Committee, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No bills, minutes are adopted. This is the proposed calendar of the day. The chair will move the calendar of the day for Monday, February 28th. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Calendar is adopted. What is next is a House resolution for the committee. Representative Sertich moves House Resolution 5 be recommended to pass. Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Am I good to speak it up for my prayer?
Sure.
Yep.
Kneel to the chair for a second here. This is House Resolution number 5. Pretty interesting little story, and I promise to do it quick. There was a Croatian kid born on the Iron Range who was good at baseball. I'm Croatian, not quite a kid anymore, but I was bad at baseball. It wasn't me. His name was Roger Maris, born in Hibbing, Minnesota, a great baseball player in an era where they weren't talking about steroids and everything like that. He held the record for most home runs by a major leaguer for a long time. He had 61 home runs in 1961. He was a two-time MVP of the league. Won, I think he was part of the Yankees and the Cardinals, won 7 World Series. The interesting thing about this for baseball fans is he was never elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Great, great player as he was. Unfortunately, he died of cancer at a very young age, and now they're doing some, they've got a center in his honor. He was great, raised mostly in Fargo-Moorhead area, but he's still an Iron Ranger, born on the Iron Range, and thought it would be a good thing to do. The North Dakota legislature actually has passed resolutions to the baseball writers. He's passed, so now the people that are in the Hall of Fame right now and some folks now elect lifetime members, and he would be elected in that vein right now. The elections are coming up in March. North Dakota sent over resolutions to state their desire to see Roger Maris elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I thought it'd be only fitting that if North Dakota's doing it, we as a native son should send our request as well to include him in the Baseball Hall of Fame. So that's what it does in the next show.
Any discussion on the resolution? Representative Carlson.
And I'm adding Representative Carlson to the list of authors when we get upstairs.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Representative Sertich renews his motion. The House Resolution number 5 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Resolution. Okay. Next members, I do not see Mr. Schweitzer in the audience, but I think we will proceed. Members, it's typically been in the past, we delayed this, I think, because we were figuring out some details on the election recount legal fees to be paid, and so I think that there have been some revisions in that dialogue. Members should have in their packet a summary of the revised billings for the legal services for the election recount, and it's typical that the this does meet the criteria for payment under our legal fee policy. The rules must adopt that payment, as has been typical and has been processed in the past. So, any questions about the process at all? I don't. It's pretty straightforward.
Representative Magnus. The question I have is on the billing, one firm has billed $7,000, or is it $8,054 in the 7907? Is that what we're looking at? The total amount?
Representative Magnus, I believe the original billed hours, well, it's labeled there on your sheet, that is correct, but I think the cost is in the bold dollar amount would be the amounts that would be reimbursed by the Rules Committee, by the House.
Okay. Is there some precedent, Mr. Chairman, on the same amount, or how do we do this? Are you just going to pay one $7,000 to one $4,500?
Representative Magnus, we've had this in the past where, of course, different law firms put in different amounts of hours, et cetera. But Representative Carlson, maybe you can comment since you've been following this a little bit from your side of the aisle.
Chairman, I have had a lot of history years ago in the committee as well. Back and forth of the
questions or discussion about the policy or process?
Chair.
Representative Smith.
I'm curious, the memo from House Administrative Services dated 15 February 2005 describes under Weinblatt and Gaylord, for example, in that chart, cost at $175 per hour, and then when I review the Gaylord actual billing statement dated November 30, 2004, although the cost bill at $175 per hour is $7,066. The Weinblatt bill is $8,054. Again, the $175 per hour, yet looking at the bill, I see an hour equals $200 and 10 hours equals $2,000. Doesn't include, in my mind, $75 per hour. Can somebody explain that? Explain why it's a discrepancy. The statement of the billing shows a 1 hour equals $200 at the indicates it's only
$175. Representative Smith, again, I'm not following exactly what page when you're referring to this, if you could maybe instruct members, but essentially the legal fee that we are allowed to pay is up to $175 per hour, and I believe the goal is to bring the cost down, and that will say what will be reimbursed is at $175 per hour. And Mr. Schweitzer is here. Maybe Mr. Schweitzer will be available to answer any questions if others have questions. Representative Hoppe.
Not necessarily a question, an observation, and I guess it's Weinblatt and Gaylord. Their expenses, they have long distance listed on here as an expense. Just an observation that I don't think that long distance is covered on a lot of expense accounts anymore since the advent of the cell phone.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Schweitzer, maybe you should just come forward and just briefly give a statement exactly how we have reduced the cost to where we are in terms of reimbursement. That'd be appreciated. Mr. Schweitzer, if you could identify yourself for the tape and squeeze in, and we'll finish up.
I'm not questioning $4.05. I just thought it was a little odd.
Any other discussion before we...
Mr. Chair, very briefly. Mr. Schweitzer, I think I saw an earlier version of Weinblatt and Gaylord invoice, and I think I recall seeing two attorneys. Is that what you're referring to? We're allowing for fees for one attorney from each firm. Is that my understanding?
Mr. Schweitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Seifert.
Mr. Chair, and I don't know if Mr. Schweitzer knows this or someone else, but don't we have it in state law if it's under 100 votes difference in recounts that are A, automatic, and B, paid for by someone other than the candidates, or is it just that they're automatic and that's it?
Mr. Schweitzer.
For many years, Mr. Chairman, and we routinely do this for both sides, and I just want to clarify that was the reimbursement was a policy and the recount was a law. That's your understanding.
Any other discussion? If not... The chair will move adoption of the 2005 M. Soderstrom policy.
Is it policy? What is this?
Document. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. The policy is adopted. Okay. Representative Carlson moves approval of the 2005 M. Faust document. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, members. That's it.